Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. He made it seem like wild thing.
We just got the count out into the show. It was lift off. It was very funny. Tonight's show, Being the Spiritual Warrior. And I love this piece that went out, and I'll tie it back into the channeling, which is an old one. It says, Sister, transmute the feelings. The world is hurting. The people of the world, their pain comes on the wind. Take it and dance it with compassion in your heart. It is not a test. It is a calling for help. You are to help transform the fear into love. All are connected. Rise up. Do not let it take you down. Instead, you can transform the pain. Take it and dance it up. You are in the prophecy right now, the prophecy of this infinite journey. Isn't that beautiful, Veronica?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
I love the image. Dance, dance it up.
That's it. Show dedication to the continued awakening and healing of humanity, hearing their calling to awaken and reach out to their brothers and sisters on all levels and dimensions, not just Earth. So we're running up on an equinox.
Woo!
Yes, March 20th. And so at precisely 1:32 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the sun will cross directly over the Earth's equator. This moment is known as the vernal equinox in the northern hemisphere. Hemisphere.
Is that
for the
21st?
Sorry?
21st?
March 20th.
Okay.
For the southern hemisphere, this is the moment of autumnal equinox. Equinox means equal night. Translated literally, equinox means equal night because the sun is positioned above the equator. Day and night are about equal in length, blah, blah, blah. A second equinox occurs each year on September 22nd or 23rd. It will be in the 22nd this year. okay. People have recognized the vernal equinox for thousands of years. There's no shortage of rituals and traditions surrounding the coming of spring. Many earthly people celebrated for the basic reason that their food supplies would soon be restored. The date's significant in Christianity because Easter always falls on the first Sunday after the first full moon, after the vernal equinox. I would never remember that.
Me either. The first Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox.
Okay. Right.
I'll write that inside my hand.
Yes, of course. I thought this part was interesting. It's also probably no coincidence that early Egyptians built the Great Sphinx so that it points directly towards the rising sun on the day of the vernal equinox. Thought that was significant. That's why I actually shared all this. First day of spring also marks the beginning of Nowruz, the Persian New Year. I'm probably mispronouncing that. For all of you who are Persian, I apologize. The celebration lasts 13 days is rooted in the 3,000-year-old tradition of Zoroastrianism. Zoroastrianism.
Isn't it Zoroastrian? Oh, I can't remember.
Say it again? Zoroastrianism?
Yeah, something.
Okay, well, we could play with that forever. And it, you know.
I think it's Zoroastrian or something.
Okay, I'll go with that. So, for all of you out there, and the energies have been, oh, Lord, as you were doing your sound test and you were doing diddly, 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 I'm laughing because that's how my cells feel.
I'll have to pick that up, eh, Jackie?
Must have. I don't know about anybody out there, but I cannot get my body to settle down. Working a lot with the love energy versus the spiritual warrior, I don't think that they're mutually exclusive. I think there's lots right now of making the choice for what you truly want and will allow into your lives. And a lot of energy around making choices other than fear. we're really breaking out of, you know, and I look at fear as the glass ceiling here in terms of our ascension process. And for me, fear always comes up around my body and health. That's my bugaboo. And so I'm going through kind of a complete cellular shift since the intensive and food allergies, hormones, sleep, multidimensionality. I'm surprised I really don't walk around just with a pillow strapped to my belly so that I can just lay down anywhere. That is very unlike me. Huh?
That'd be cute.
Yeah, I thought that was really alluring. As Veronica knows, I'm in my jammies right now. It's 8 o'clock here. So that should tell you something.
That's funny. Do you have your lipstick on?
Oh, hell no, I just washed my face. I wanted to be ready just to hop right in bed after the show. Someone wrote and said that they felt as though they were being left behind because they couldn't attend the intensive. And I want everybody to know that you were all connected at some level to this intensive. I mean, I'm seeing this kind of everywhere. Also, I am working on webcasting. I have my web guy working on this right now. I don't know how, what it's going to entail yet, but, you know, eventually I will get there. I am not there yet, okay? Still working on the website. I need to do a lot of updating on data and what we're really doing with these sessions. And also going to be adding a blog. And what we found after the intensive is that there were so many emails going back and forth. And Veronica, you know, I told you I would never have a blog. I lied. But at this juncture, I can see where the need for community is really big. And I think we're going to see more and more of that. So anyway, I want you to know that I'm humble enough to admit that I'm wrong.
I was wrong once.
Just once. Oh, what a woman. And I want to talk a little bit about people tapping into the intensive because I, you know, I really love this work. I still can't wrap myself around it, and I do it every day, and I still can't wrap myself. It amazes me. So I am the first to tell you that as much as I think I know nothing. one person who did not attend the intensive kind of went out over the weekend. She was like out for the weekend of the intensive. And so.
What do you mean she went out? She went out dancing or?
No, I mean she just kind of was not real conscious the whole weekend. She found that she was down pretty much the whole weekend. So, and she uses her sessions, her intentions are, usually they take up just about the whole session because they're so extensive. She is what I would call a very interesting collective and has an incredible grasp on all facets of human consciousness. And it's really fascinating to me how somebody can be here, not have a clue who they are. And we're all grappling with trying to figure out how to do all of this. So there's definitely no ego involved what was interesting is that she was working with her higher self and connected into a lifetime during the time of Christ, and also to the being that put this person to death. And as her higher self explained to her, they were both aspects of the same soul. Now, we're going to do a whole show on that because that is one of my favorite subjects. And
are being aspects of the same soul?
Yes, and being in the same lifetime where you are at odds with one another. Hmm. And so I find this to be a fascinating subject. and I'll either do it. It'll either be an intensive or it'll be a radio show. It's going to be one or the other. Sometimes radio shows, we just can't really, aren't experiential enough, and we really can't get deep enough. But I think that this is a huge piece in understanding our process on this planet and on dissolving all of the feelings that we have. Because, you know, how the heck do you get angry at yourself? I mean, I actually had this experience with somebody, and certainly... am very aware of the fact that we are aspects of the same soul at some level. At any rate, they...
Is it a boy person or a girl person?
It's a... it's a boy person. You know, on your tombstone, there will be a little thing that says, she wants to know. She who asks questions.
Somebody's got to do it.
I know, honey, and you're so good at it. Anyway, she was resistant to doing this, and her higher self said, no, you've got to do this. So she wrote diligently for days and 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 days. And the first session was all about this lifetime, in the Christ lifetime from... Now, what's interesting is that she's Jewish and had no attachment to Christianity or what she perceived as Christianity, although it wasn't really Christianity then, but had no attachment to any of this, which I thought was very, very interesting. And the second session was on Atlantis, and what she didn't know, and she had no frame of reference for Atlantis. She did these sessions 2 days in a row. Damn near killed me. And what was fascinating is she did what she thought was an Atlantean experience. And it was really, really written in allegorically because she didn't understand some of the things she was seeing. What it turned out to be is that she had incorporated pieces of experiences on other planets that were Earth experiments that are very, very deep, that we've never really touched on during these shows or anything, but we do carry them at the cellular level. Now, I know I really carry them. And so as we're doing a soul lifting and they're reading, now here's the phenomena, which I thought was interesting. I could not see. The team was trying to read through my eyes, and literally holding my eyelids up so that they could see through my eyes. My vision was so distorted during this experience. And I think the intentions were 8 pages long, single-spaced, full page. And what happened, what was so absolutely fascinating, is that at the end of the session, even though I'm in channel, at the end of the session when we do the screens, I come out of channel, my cells were spinning, literally coming apart in my body. My chakras were spinning so far out back to those lifetimes because the chakras are portals. And I really was afraid I was going to throw up on the phone. And I finally had to say to her, I have to hang up or I'm going to throw up. And I had to get on the healing table for an hour and a half. I could not move. Unbelievable. So, you know, again, I think that what's fascinating to me is that this all continues on. And there are beings on the other side of the veil that are pushing us in lots of ways to continue on with this because we are clearing and healing at deeper levels in the collective than we realize. And I can tell you, I'm just blown to smithereens today. I'm just like, oh, my word, why I'm in my jammies already. So, you know, I want to say to everybody that you're all having experiences. I was aware during the intensive of so many people there, so many beings there, and we had such interesting experiences with the lights going off and on with ships, because we're on the strip, just a block, couple blocks off the strip, and planes can't fly over where we are, and yet you could hear planes, or what sounded like planes, flying right above the room that we were in, although there was a tower there. It was really pretty bizarre. And I was talking to somebody today who was talking about the light show. They thought that I had been really creative and created a light show with these. But the lights were going off and on cute. It was pretty interesting. So,
I'm pretty regular. I mean, it happened every time we needed punctuation, right?
Yes, it did. It was. And my son swore that he wasn't anywhere near the light switches, which I thought was very cute. At any rate, lots of phenomena, but I did have this huge sensing of a lot more people there than were there physically, and you know, everybody is still going through shifts and changes, and I know I am. And I'm quite certain that all of you out there are as well. But I had to share that. Interesting, really interesting. And what was interesting is I said to her, do you realize that we're shifting this stuff in the collective with these sessions? And she said, I don't care. I just want to change my life. And I said, you know, here is the irony. You don't intend that, but by doing what you're doing, and there's a higher part of you that is doing this, and so we're operating so multidimensionally through this experience, and it's hysterical to me. On the one hand, it's very, very funny. On the other hand, because I'm getting so blown away through it, it may not be at the moment. I can assure you, in retrospect, I'll look back and giggle a lot about this. So, you know, I want to say to everyone, don't underestimate your impact in any way right now, not at all. You took on roles, many of you tapped in the CFC. Whether you realize it or not, part of the process of unhooking the pain, sorrow, martyr, lies, abandonment, and anger associated with Atlantis and the Christ lifetime are very, very important here. And you took on roles of a spiritual warrior in those lifetimes and in this one as well, whether you realize it or not, you're stepping back into those roles now, no matter how reluctantly. And I think, but we all need to clear the pain and associated fear to step fully into our roles right now. I've seen a lot of people unhook as a result of their experiences, both at the intensive and subsequent to it, from very emotional experiences in the Christ lifetime. And Atlantis. I mean, this was not just one thing.
Well, I have to say, I've unhooked from a lot of stuff since that.
You're my little idol, darling. You're a little phenomena, but I'm not surprised at all.
Thank you.
And when I say little, I don't mean that as demeaning by any stretch of the imagination.
Thanks, Jackie.
I think, well, you know, I never think of you as little in terms of energy, diminutive in terms of physical size, but definitely not in terms of energy. What have you found yourself disconnecting from?
Well, I think probably the best is family. I mean, daughter, grandson, family, not in a horrible way, just a really beautiful acceptance, detachment kind of thing.
Beautiful.
And
yeah,
it's really loving. It's not weird. And I just go, well, that's been ever since the intensive, really. And a number of things, like I didn't understand about seeing the ships, because I see these cloud formations, and I go, is that the ship? Bob said, well, you can see. Take a look. So I went click, and I saw this ship over the house, and it was like a real ship. was amazing. And that was all just an opening that came since the intensive as well, because I never saw them before. And it was lovely. It's just like being awake, more awake, you know?
Again, everyone is absolutely honored for their participation in what you're all doing. I mean, it's very, very big. And becoming more and more aware of our connection to our star friends and families, and you know, they're very aware of the effort that's being made to shift the collective, because that's the key here to accelerate the ascension process. I mean, we have a very short time frame to do this in. And
how long have we got, Jackie?
Not long. Seriously, I mean, not long. You know, the whole 2012 thing is a tipping point, but there needs to be a lot of acceleration. Mm-hmm. And the more that we can do to accelerate, it impacts not only our planet, but it impacts the whole cosmos. So I'm getting kind of, which I think is one of the reasons I'm having such a hard time from a multidimensional level, and also with food allergies, because my body is just not, you know, I'm going to end up being a damn breatharian at this rate.
But it just doesn't want to be bothered integrating with the earth plane when it's going to ascend, right?
I don't know what it is right now. It feels like a complete cellular reworking, and nothing seems, it just doesn't seem to like anything. It's just, you know, broccoli, can we do broccoli, you know? It's been pretty challenging.
Do you feel okay?
I don't know that I can answer that, because I'm so tired, I'm so sleepy, that I'm just not really here. I mean, I feel like there are huge parts of me spread out all over the place right now. And so I'm having a bit of a challenge. I think that's part of the reason. And I'm going to the gym every night, and I'm walking every morning, and it takes everything I've got to try to force myself to do that, to be as grounded as I possibly can, which is pretty funny because I'm not grounded at all.
But walking is good for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the gym is wonderful, but the walking is beautiful. I've always, you know, it's always been important. Biological ascension, this is a great piece that came from Galactic Times, Lauren Gorgo. Those who are activated and aligned with fifth dimensional frequencies and higher are settling into position, preparing on a cellular level to transcend the limitations of earthly form. The cells of the human body, we're not going to go invisible. So the cells of the human body, which are mostly water, contain the genetic blueprint for biological ascension. This blueprint is activated when enough of the cell mass is bathed in the light of higher consciousness and the energy vortexes have opened sufficiently enough to sustain it. For those who have adequately increased their light quotient by eliminating fear, this will be a time of transference. What we mean by this is you will be transferring your carbon-based blueprint to ascended crystalline blueprint necessary to hold and contain the higher dimensional frequencies that you are now operating within. what's happening is each of you are changing over to an entirely new way of existing and operating within the multidimensional matrix of your holographic realities and points of perception. This new operating system will offer you the ability to do many wondrous and seemingly miraculous things, those which will also be present in the high vibrational children being born on the planet this day and onward. We're doing some big stuff right now on the planet as a whole, individually. It's so unique for everyone. And, you know, I always want to say to people, please do not feel if you're not having these experiences that there's something wrong with you. That's not the case. Everybody is doing this in their own unique way. And because reality is subjective, comparisons are not a good thing to do right now. And I wanted to go back to what I'd saved this for quite a while. This is Nancy Ward, and it's Soul Transitions. And she's the one that wrote that beautiful thing in the beginning. Recently, I felt myself to be standing in a whirlwind of energy. I was being buffeted by feelings of doom and despair, hopelessness, fear, and doubt. Although I felt it was energy that was flying about in the earth's aura, I began to wonder if it was me, feeling the precariousness of my life. The word spiritual warrior came into my mind, and they reminded me of the love that is within me and my commitment to living as a conscious being. This is the message for all of us that came on the wind. Sister, transmute the feelings. The world is hurting. The people of the world, their pain comes on the wind. Take it and dance it with the compassion in your heart. It's not a test. It is a calling, calling for help. You are to help transform the fear into love. All are connected. Rise up. Do not let it take you down. Instead, you can transform the pain. Take it and dance it up, and you are in the prophecy right now, the prophecy of this infinite journey. The energy of humanity blows like a wind through the earth's aura. There is much fear, despair, and confusion as chaotic changes move through the denser frequencies on earth. As I felt affected by the surging waves of energy around me, I realized that there is something within me that resonates with a fear, and it found its way into my energy field and began to push my buttons. Through this experience, I've learned that I need to step up with the fullness of my being, gather my courage, and surrender to the energy. Surrender and acceptance begin a softening which allows for finding the love that always exists within. It isn't about suppressing or ignoring the feelings. It's about going within, breathing, connecting to love, and then witnessing what comes up. I'm sorry, this makes me cry. I find that only in the stillness within can this be done. Memories from childhood that are connected to the root of the negative emotion will surface. Shining our awareness on it is what helps to release it. The feelings of love and joy can be consciously cultivated. We are here to raise ourselves up out of the mire of fear and doubt, and to match the high frequencies of energy that are flowing through the galaxy in waves of violet light. Our journey begins by loving ourselves, and it is love that will transform us and open the door to joy and bliss. All that we've been doing, the processing, the remembering, the forgiving, the releasing, the letting go, is to clear the way so that love can fully enter into our hearts and our soul self. Our higher self can be fully embodied within us. Whew. Good stuff. Are you there, Veronica?
I am, actually. I just whacked my lip with the microphone here.
Sorry. I didn't know if I lost you.
It's very wonderful, isn't it?
Oh, I just thought that was so absolutely beautifully moving.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the spiritual warrior is not, you know, I mean, we have to be strong and fearless, you know, and loving and caring. To me, there's a calling that is calling us. I mean, I think she puts it so beautifully. And this came out the middle of March sometime, and I wrote on it, and I, you know, had it up on the back of the couch out in the garage, you know, got to do a show on this. I realized tonight when I was putting it together that I never sent it out as a channeling, which kind of made me sad, and because it's so beautiful, and that wasn't done intentionally. As always, I thank Squirrel for sending these things to me. Squirrel, always give you acknowledgement for your wonderful, she is the scribe and the gatherer of information. She does such an amazing job of it, and she's an incredible writer.
Yes, she is.
And, but right now, I mean, it is, I feel it with all my heart and soul that this is such an extraordinary time to, and we're going to have moments of fear. We're going to have, you know, and I found myself talking to myself nonstop lately about what choices am I making. I can choose this or I can choose that. I can choose this or I can choose that. It's like a constant dialogue. What's really funny is my son talks to himself all the time, and you can hear the two of us walking to the house talking to ourselves. That's very frightening. At any rate, his are more just noises. Mine tend to be. I don't usually do it when he's around, but I'll do it up in the room. But the spiritual warrior knows that there is a calling. They absolutely know. We were that during the Christ lifetime, during Atlantis, certainly in Egypt, and many other opportunities on this planet and in the cosmos. You know, we've been doing this for a very long time. We're really old souls. Don't kid yourselves. And it always comes back to the fear piece, which has held us captive for so damn long. I'm thrilled to start seeing these pieces come together. I think also as we look at being stronger, I think also there is a vulnerability that comes with that and a softness, which I'm finding very fascinating. That I'm, you know, I feel softer and more vulnerable than I ever have. I'm a big crybaby, if you want to know the truth. At the same time, I feel more committed to, you know, what I'm here to do. And also I see the commitment in everyone else. And the extraordinary path that everybody has walked, and it's not been an easy one for everyone. You know, we've all taken on unbelievable challenges, especially in this lifetime on this planet, in preparation for this time now. So all of those experiences are incredible tools and opportunities for us to use what we've learned through them to help and assist others. Certainly you do that all the time, Veronica.
I think so, actually. I had an interesting day that way.
You what?
I just had a very full day that way of thinking. You know what I was thinking while you were saying that is how amazing, with all that we've been through, it gets to be kind of normal to be dealing with really incredible things.
Yeah, of course it does.
What's normal for us is over the top for a lot of people.
You're right. It's true. But it is our yardstick's a little different, isn't it?
Yards and yardstick, yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring the team in and let you talk with them. And Lord,
are they weeping too?
No, they don't tend to weep. They just pat me on the head, you know, lovingly.
They're so wonderful.
I know, they really are. Bless them. Oh. All right, everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to you. We almost feel like we have to cue her out with music, you know.
Dance her out.
Well, with the music, she can feel the throat chakra a lot more stronger, and it becomes almost uncomfortable to where the channeling has to come through. She's having a heck of a time. She's already putting together music for the next intensive, and she finds it very interesting that she can... She wants to go into channel, but there's no one to channel to. All right, so let's talk about spiritual warriors.
Is that what you call yourselves too, spiritual warriors?
Well, again, you have an extraordinary combination of beings when you talk to us. Some are explorers. Some are just working on their own unique expansions. So not all are spiritual warriors. There is definitely a group, a segment of us that are very much involved in that. All right, you experience them very directly, some of them, mm-hmm. at the intensive, most definitely, as you did the Ascended Masters, didn't you?
Yes, it was wonderful.
All right, so again, what we're hoping is that your way of defining beings is going to kind of start to melt together a little bit more to where you tend to want to put everything in a box because you're humans, you know, so you can kind of put it into some kind of linear context and something that you can relate to and understand. But if you were to to understand that there is this huge coming together of so many different kinds of beings and all very much in cooperation and celebration and each very much aware of what their role is and how they can participate. And there's if you were to watch an ant colony, if you look at the ants, they all seem to know what they're there to do. And not that we would compare ourselves to ants, but which gives you kind of an idea that everybody knows what they want to do, and they're learning through you as well, recording information and watching you as a species. All right? Through your love. All right? And this has been the key. Your capacity to love, Veronica.
Mm.
Your capacity to love. And we find that to be wondrous. All right? It is something to be admired and respected. You know, we could have come in a long time ago, but you asked us not to. That you really felt that you could do this, and you are, all of you, doing this in ways that you don't even yet understand. Now, spiritual warriors, you've all been spiritual warriors in many lifetimes. Many of you, you know, put to death, tortured, all kinds of horrible things happening to you. Certainly witnessing pivotal lifetime where major energies were set on the planet at turning points in your evolution as a species or devolution, whichever the case may be, as the channel experienced today, as well as other planets that you are connected to. All right. Where there have been very difficult times, that also impact you in ways that you don't realize, with a sense of great loss and sorrow, anger in some cases, chauvinism, war, not just on Earth, but this is kind of a whole group of experiences. So, more than just your Atlantis, your Egypt, and your Christ's lifetime, there were others. Certainly those that are history buffs are aware of this, but these are the ones that tend to be the way they have the most heavily in the collective consciousness. At this timing on your planet, as spiritual warriors, the implication is to look squarely in the eye any issue that you may feel is holding you back, including your fear. Thinking that you're not enough, you don't know enough, you haven't come far enough, you have this problem or that problem. And we would say to all of you, there really are no more excuses. You are all spiritual warriors in your own way. So many of you have spent time waiting for this to happen or that to happen, or, you know, writing this book or doing that seminar or, you know, changing jobs, or instead of owning. And we would love to see you every day on your way to your job or whatever you do, whatever walk of life that you're in, even if you're at home and retired, whatever, to awaken to the fact that you are just that. What can I do today? Where can I send my energy? Where can I send my energy to be of assistance on planet Earth? You see, it's not going to work anymore to say, well, I don't have a vehicle for what I want to do, because that won't work. That would imply that the intention and energy that you have to give is insignificant, and that is anything but the truth. You can sit down with the daily newspaper and read the newspaper and pick places that you could send energy, putting your hand over the article and closing your eyes and sending energy, positive energy, into situations. You mean that could work? Yes. Absolutely it can work. And the only way you're going to find that out is if you start doing it, if you start believing it, trusting it. You could do meditations. You can go to Haiti right now, if that happens to be your place of choice, and bring peace and love to the children.
I'd like to see the balancing of the male and female, sending the feminine energy to rise up in patriarchal situations.
All right, well, Veronica, let's have everybody walk before they run. Now,
you think that's too much?
Well, we're not saying that it isn't, but there's more than just that. If you look at situations right now, like the Congo, all right, where women are being systematically raped, how do they change that? Well, what you do then is you send out energy to bring attention to that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
For women to be able to recognize, and men, that you're all connected, that no longer can you stick your head in the sand and ignore what's going on your planet. You understand?
Yes.
All right? Just to have the feminine rise up, which might be great for you in your circumstance, those women would be killed. Do you understand?
Sort of, but I think of it more as the awakening of more feminine nurturing aspects in even men.
And that is absolutely the case. The healing and awakening, and now, but now you're off on a whole other subject here. All right?
Okay.
That's a whole other show, but we will touch on it here. As all of you as women become more aware, more embracing, more embodying of the divine feminine, you will see and understand, and this is not to be condescending to any of you men, to reach out to men as you embrace both feminine and masculine, by the way. You can't segregate here. To reach out to men to help them to embrace their feminine, which was lost a very long time ago. That's not to say there are not men who embody divine feminine. Again, we have to always be careful with this. But it's a process right now that's being birthed on this planet. And it's a process both ways. Women have been angry at men and refusing to own their masculine, and men have been angry at women and refusing to own their feminine. Now, we could spend hours talking about all the reasons why. But yes, if you want to work with that energy, of course. But remember the dance when you do. To be able to embrace the masculine and feminine for both. And that women, because you see women all rising up, Veronica, in a very strong way right now. What you don't want to see is women rising up and crushing men. Mm-hmm. That's not the intent here. And you touched on it a moment ago. The intent then is to reach out to men, right? To bring them along, bring them in. And you can only do that when you've embraced your masculine and come to peace with all of your issues around the masculine. If you're still mad at men, angry at the patriarchal masculine, you're not going to be able to help a man embrace his feminine.
But I guess what I thought was that there's a rising, there are rising frequencies and some coming in through the universe that are the more of the feminine energy that will penetrate or permeate our psyche, all of us, not men or women, but all of us.
That is correct. That is true as well. But you still have the balance. You understand?
Yes.
All right? We're not arguing any of what you said, all right?
I just wanted, I think it feels like such a wonderful solution to a lot of things.
It is a wonderful solution. But also is the embodiment of the divine masculine. Mm-hmm. And as you have, as women, embrace that as well, you'll be able to bring forward more of your knowing, more of your great gifts, bring them out into manifestation. Now, you can attribute all this to the return of the goddess. All right. Not that she was ever really gone, but definitely the goddess energy permeating more strongly than ever before. If you were to look out there and say, who's going to make the biggest shift on the planet in the next 20 years, who do you think it's going to be? Who do you think is going to have the biggest impact on what happens on the planet in the next 20 years?
I don't think I know. Hopefully the feminine.
Yes. Because they're more open, aren't they?
Well, and it's creative, nurturing a new, embodying something new.
Absolutely. Who's going to be more inclined to relate to other species and openings? Women. Wouldn't you think?
Yes, for sure.
All right.
And I know a lot of men, you know, in my business or whatever, who really long for more of the balance of the feminine as well.
Yes.
It's not against men, it's a rising tide, I think, isn't it?
It is a rising tide. There's no question about it. Along with it will come a beautiful dance also of sexuality with more awareness than you've ever seen on the planet as well.
Mm.
There's much yet to come on your planet. Beautifully come. Are women going to have a very important place? Yes. As you saw, that the first female director to ever win an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're going to see, and interestingly enough, on a war movie. But you're going to see more and more with women. Most definitely. Most definitely. Now, the irony is that there's lots of powerful women out there that think that spiritual men are too wimpy for them. So then their option will be to bring men along to open up to more of their femininity or their beautiful divine feminine, to embrace more of it. Because that really is the healing that needs to take place. It has to take place.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
It's the only way you're going to stop seeing all of the that and your own personal resolution of anger, so that you don't have to play out wars on the planet anymore. And along with all of that, then, will come a reunion with your star families. But remember, they can't come until they're certain you're not going to shoot them out of the sky. All right? And there's a warlike planet. That's still a problem. So it's up to all of you. We know that you want to kind of put it back on. Oh, come on. You know, come help us. Look at the mess here.
You're saying, are you kidding? I'm not coming there. Do you tidy up a little?
Well, no, it's not. Well, that's part of it, true. But it's also you as a group saying, no, no, we can do this. Mm-hmm. It's just at a conscious level, you're not aware of it. Mm-hmm. Not yet. You will be.
We only have 2 more minutes.
So. All right. Veronica, talk about your show, dear.
Okay, next week I'm going to be interviewing Judith Kravitz on Paradigm Shifters at 8 o'clock Tuesday. And she's a breath woman. She's done some amazing healing by using specific breath techniques. And then Thursday we'll be talking. I have been talking about the feminine on my show, Radiance by Design, just before your show. And so I'm really interested in the kind of the rising tides of the feminine. I don't know if we'll talk about that next week, but it's meditation and call-in, and then there's you again, so thank you.
All right. Well, we've got more than a couple of minutes here.
Okay.
Let's talk about what all of you can do individually. All right? So, Veronica, do you consider yourself a spiritual warrior?
Yes, I do.
Good! Well, you didn't even hesitate.
No, I didn't.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And how do you see your role as a spiritual warrior?
I think a lot of it...
We want to give definition to this. Go ahead.
Yes, I think a lot of it is cutting away my, reactions and defenses and lack of consciousness so that I can be a shinier person and being willing to, I suppose, lead or not lead in a big way, but, you know.
Inspire.
Yeah, inspire. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
But I think it's a constant 24/7 job.
It absolutely is.
Mm-hmm.
There is no such thing as having arrived. There is no such thing as that. A spiritual warrior is ever diligent, assessing and reassessing themselves all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Am I on task? Am I in integrity? Am I out of ego, negative ego? Now, again, better than less than. Am I being the best inspiration that I can be? All right? Am I working on myself? Am I clearing up my stuff? We were going to call it something else, but that'll do. Am I being responsible? Now, responsibility is a very interesting thing, and Lazarus talks about it as the ability to respond. That's an interesting comment, the ability to respond. To respond, knowing that you have the ability to respond to every situation, if you don't, looking at why. Now, you're all magnificent creators. All right. And many of you have held yourselves back from creating for one reason or another. Some of you just plain old don't like humans. We won't, a few of you are out there like that. We understand you've had some very uncomfortable lifetimes on this planet and other places. We understand. But it is time now to step out for all of you, one way or the other. We don't care if you're writing articles or once the channel gets the blog open. It's certainly a wonderful place for you to get in on there and write your opinions, share your articles, experiences, whatever you choose to do. All right? Or anywhere else you choose to do it is fine as well. But we'd like to see you stretching yourselves now. Stretching. Stretching, stretching, as we've said before, we're not going to do it for you. We will do it co-creatively with you. If you work with us and you say, well, I'm not getting results, then you need to stand in front of the mirror and find out what is it you haven't cleared and why. All right. Now we do only have a minute. So we ask you tonight to call us in, all right, if you will. And we would be happy to work with you, to help you clear the blockages to being the best damn spiritual warrior you can be. That doesn't mean being without love. The spiritual warriors are loving. But they're also tough. So if you call us in tonight asking for some assistance from your higher selves as well as us, please call them in as well. We would love to work with you. Not mandatory, people. Only if you choose. You can just say now, yes, I want to call you in. Then when you get to bed tonight, call us in. And your higher self. Again, they are the go-between. Remember that. It is a joy for us to interact with you in this fashion, as we do on the show and many other ways. As always, Veronica, we love you so very dearly.
Thank you.
And yes, you are a spiritual warrior on every level.
Thank you.
And a fearless one.
Sometimes.
And willing to look at your own stuff all the time. That's a prerequisite. Being brutally honest at times with yourself. And you're certainly willing to do that. Mm-hmm. Know that we love you, everyone. And until we speak with you again in this format, namaste.
Namaste. Thank you. Blessings, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Night, Jackie.
Remember, a piece of Veronica and I are in each and every one of you, and a piece of you are Veronica and I. It can be no other way. We really are all one. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Jackie.